Dr. Lyons, if you would, first of all, tell me a little bit about kind of the how and when did you get this symposium started?
Well, I believe we are in our 24th symposium, so quarter of a century, Chuck, that we've been running this. And it really all started because of the necessity to, what we call, create a market through education. So marketing through education has always been a key factor of ours. And what better way of educating people than to get people from literally all over the world to come to one location and talk to them about the issues which are facing our industry. From those discussions come ideas, and we reflect back on, you know, Alltech's history. We've been in business about 27 years, and every single year, Chuck, we grow by 25%, and every single year from the symposium, we get lots of new ideas, and we get lots of encouragement.
You mentioned that we have a lot of international visitors. Tell me a little bit about these people who attend the event.
Who's coming to the symposium? Who's traditionally come to the symposium? I mean, they literally come from 60 to 70 countries around the world. I believe that we have something like 350 coming from Latin America. And these 350 coming from Latin America, I mean, they're coming for ideas, ideas, ideas. And as they come from Latin America, they're coming from Brazil, they're coming from Chile, they're coming from all sorts of places. And so that's who they're coming from. They're coming from Europe, they're coming from, you name it, they come to Lexington at this time.
We're looking forward to a great program at this year's symposium. Tell me some of the highlights that we're going to find when we get there.
Oh, gosh, you know, I think this year's program is the best yet. Mind you, I said that about last year's program, and I dare say I'll be saying it about next year's program. But think about it. We're going to be addressing how the world is fed. We're going to be addressing how traceability is critical to the confidence of the consumer. We're going to cover things such as fiber and how the corn-soya model is simply not sustainable. We're going to be looking at how, in fact, we can improve air quality, how, in fact, we can reduce pollution by using the proper ingredients and using ingredients that don't lead us to waste 30, 40, up to 80% of those ingredients. So there are some of the key factors. But more than that, if you look at the keynote talks, as it were, on Monday morning, Professor Ronan Power will get our Medal of Excellence. And he's getting that Medal of Excellence because of the work that he's done on this incredible new technology, the gene chip, and how this gene chip is going to revolutionize your life and my life. You know, we can take a little spit, we can take a little bit of saliva, and we can see, in fact, what genes are turned on, what genes are turned off, and unfortunately, are we liable to get Alzheimer's? Are we liable to get cancer? But at least we have a prediction. At the same time, this gene chip will tell us how to feed our animals more efficiently, with less pollution, and how to do so in a more natural fashion. Another talk on the Tuesday afternoon will come from none other than David Byrne. Dr. David Byrne was the EU Commissioner for Food Safety. He was the man who was charged with handling the crisis of mad cow disease 5-10 years ago in Great Britain, and he handled it superbly, restoring the confidence of 450 million people. Equally, we will have somebody from Mike Johans from the American, who used to be the American Secretary for Agriculture, and he'll be talking about why it is that the ethanol industry is important, but what are the safeguards that we have to put in place that it doesn't totally rob us of corn. And then we roll on to Wednesday, keynote speakers. My son will be addressing what we call the rural community biorefinery. And that rural community biorefinery is nothing less than a revolution on our farms. You know, bringing agriculture back to the local farmers, making sure those local farmers, in fact, are doing so, raising our animals in a sustainable fashion, making sure those local farmers are themselves kept in business. And finally, Professor Carl Dawson will sort of gaze into the future of the problems facing our industry. So an incredible array of topics, and even more so, an incredible opportunity to exchange ideas. For example, Tuesday night will be, I think it's up to 75 roundtable discussions as the delegates, in fact, meet people from all over the world. Really, an incredible opportunity, I believe, for communication.
Well, as you mentioned earlier, this marketing by education concept just seems to make so much sense and a very interesting concept. Tell me what this symposium and this concept has meant for not only Alltech as a company, but also for your customers.
And even more so to the young people who get excited by animal agriculture. We've had over 100 people go through our master's and PhD programs. And we will be announcing what we call a margin of excellence so that PhD students in the future are not poor, hungry, and driven, because PhD shouldn't stand for poor, hungry, and driven. These kids are our future, and we have to pay them like they are our future. And we'll be announcing that program starting with the University of Kentucky right here in the Commonwealth of Kentucky.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Lyons, for giving us a preview of the upcoming symposium this year. Looking very much forward to it. It'll be my second year and getting my first chance to attend the whole symposium. I want to thank you very much, and we look forward to seeing you there.
It's going to be exciting.
All right.
I just can't believe that 1 year has gone by already. We look forward to it.
Thank you very much. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.